with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change, titled Going in the Noble Direction, via video conference with our association members in Auckland, New Zealand, on August the 19th, 2008.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Dear Master, I feel that most of the New Zealand people are actually quite honest, kind, and also very charitable. The government is also very clean and democratic.
Correct.
So, as a nation, I feel we are very blessed up to now, even though there's only a small percentage of vegetarian. So I was wondering, is there any link between the morality and the spirituality? Do moral people also receive the same blessing, protection as spiritual people? Thank you, Master.
Not the same, honey, not the same. Moral people are protected somewhat, but less than the spiritual people, because spiritual practitioners like yourself are connected with a higher level of consciousness. Therefore, the lower level of consciousness hardly can touch you. If you move to the third level, at least middle third, I don't mean the lower third. Lower third, they still can touch you sometimes because you are still connected with the second level. And the second level is next to the astral level. You see, I mean astral level next to physical level. Therefore, the higher you are, the further you are from the physical and astral level, the better for you. Now, the people on the lower level of the third level of consciousness, you know, like next to the second level or between our border, you know, nearby, sometimes they still can get trouble with the second level of consciousness. They come up and down, you know, like a bordering country, they can go back and forth a little bit, yeah? But the middle level of the third plane, then the negative power is difficult to get you, unless you go down sometimes, all right? If you stabilize yourself from the middle third at least, then you are safer. You're more protected from this kind of collective bad karmic consequences on a grand scale of destruction. The people from the middle third upward will be surely protected. But the people lower level than that is not. Now then, the moral standard of the world, for example, you don't kill, you don't steal, you don't commit adultery, you don't take intoxicant and all that. These are human moral standards. If you are keeping this moral standard, like the five precepts that I give to you, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not tell lie, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not take intoxicant, yeah, like drug, alcohol, and cigarette, etc., then in this lifetime, you will have a healthy life, yeah? You have a good relationship with all the humans, or most of the humans, and have family happiness and all that. That's natural. And also you'll be protected from some small disaster.
Thank you.
you're not necessarily go up to the higher level of consciousness yet. But by doing this, by keeping the five precepts, even if you're not spiritual practitioners, by keeping the five precepts, when a powerful living master is on earth, in the same period that you are living on earth, he, she can uplift you to the third level, at least lower third level, because you're good enough. The master has excuses to help you. But nevertheless, it's not 100% sure, like you practice connection with heaven yourself. You know, you own the car, you go wherever you want, whenever you want. And the guy who hitchhike, you can give him a lift, yeah? Of course you can. But you can't take him everywhere he wants to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's the difference. Okay, love?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just thought it because I feel a lot of New Zealand people aren't quite kind, you know, compared where I used to be.
Yes, they are.
That's why I ask this question.
Of course, of course. They are very kind and good. And the government is very good. That's why you have to help them. That's why we are helping them. We make television, we disseminate information to let them know that you are so good, you deserve better. Please understand that the meat that you're taking is no good for you. It's no good for you now, no good for you later after you die, no good for the whole planet, no good for your country, no good for your future generation. That's why we have to work hard to help these good people. Because they are good. They deserve to know the truth. They deserve to know better. That's why, okay? If you think they are good, work harder for them.
Yes, yes, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel we also have very good Prime Minister too. Thank
yes,
you.
I know, I know. She's good, good. We feature her often on our Supreme Master television because she's good. Do you watch the Supreme Master TV on D2?
Yes, yes.
Then you know we feature your Prime Minister because she was trying to resuscitate the tour guide in a very high mountain. In such a desperate situation. Even she does it personally. You know, how many prime ministers in the world would do that?
Yes, she always tried to look after the needy and the poor.
Yes, I know. So you have to tell your government, tell her more the truth that maybe has been too busy to know, because sometimes as the head of the state, she has to go here, go there often, you know, and she doesn't have enough time to peruse over all the information. Sometimes her subordinate stop the information before it comes to her because they think it's not important. It's more urgent, you know, everywhere else, the war in Sudan, the war in Iraq, the war in anything else. Or some other prime minister coming to visit, some president is inviting her, etc., etc. They think these are maybe more important than the vegetarian diet information. And they think that is more important than the harmful of the meat diet and how it causes the global warming and how it causes people suffering and death every day.
Yes, yes, yeah.
She has other people who work for assistant and all that. And sometimes their judgment are not the prime minister judgment. They have prioritizing things, which are not always the good priority, okay? You help, whatever you can. Tell her directly, write to her again, again, again. Use anything possible, connection, to let her know and to let the government know. Help them because
yes,
they're good.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Since most people on the planet have been raised to a higher spiritual level, what happens to people who die at the moment and in the future?
They will go to where they belong. If they are already very highly spiritually minded, then they'll be uplifted even higher, yeah? Then they will go to third level, you know, at least the third level, low third level or middle third level. It depends on how they react in life, on how they lead their life, and how spiritually minded they were during their lifetime on earth, yeah? And the one who listen, the one who at least keep moral standard, the one who have good heart and honesty and have no intention to harm anyone while they're living, at least, they'll be uplifted to the third level. And then from there, they will have to continue their spiritual journey, or maybe they come back to a better planet and continue their spiritual journey from there. But the people who are truly immoral, who are truly bent on the opposite direction of goodness, they will just have to relearn their lesson somewhere else. More suffering, more painful, okay? Until they wake up. Until they all cleanse out of the negative thing that attached to their subconsciousness. Have to be all cleaned out before they can be reborn as a human again, or not even. Or even maybe vicious animals, until they really learn to be their great self again, which take long, long time. That's why we have to try to save them while they are alive. Give them more time to return to their great self, more time to go into the virtuous direction in a noble life. Because if they die right now, if they die in such a state of lower level of consciousness, they will not go nowhere. Nobody can help them too much after they die. And they will suffer more, seeing the horrible things that they have done in all their lifetime and in this lifetime. They will suffer so much the mental agony that nobody can even comfort them, because they have to undergo this suffering in order to understand.
Yes, Master.
I'm so sorry that some people are like that. That's why we're trying hard to save them, not because of their physical life, but it is because of the greatness of their soul that is attached to their physical life. And if we don't give them more time to awaken, then they will suffer even more.
Yes, Master.
So I do hope everybody gets saved and have more time to reflect on their own great nature.
Thank you, Master.
If you want to help them, distribute the flyers, introduce Supreme Master Television, and talk to the government, talk to the people, do what you can. Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome, my love. You're welcome.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Can you please tell us how much time until we reach the point of critical mass where enough people have turned vegetarian to save the planet? Thank you, Master.
The critical mass is just the beginning. It's not the end. Critical mass point means that we have enough vegetarian spirit, enough vegetarian people energy to reawaken other people around them. So every country has to have enough people to reach this critical mass. And then it will go by itself. Yeah? Like the influence, the positive energy will wake up other people around them. And then will be more and more people joining vegetarian diet. And then, you know, the planet will be saved by this positive, benevolent energy.
Yes. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Master, if more people became vegetarian or vegan, that the critical mass would be reached. Do we still need 2/3 of the world's population to become vegetarian in order to save the planet? And if we reach critical mass, how quickly will the rest of the world's population awaken to the need to become vegetarian? Will it be a quick awakening? Thank you, Master.
Critical mass mean only the beginning, okay? And we still need 2/3 of the planet, minimum, to be vegetarian in order to change the direction of the climate, restore the order of the earth, repair the damage that we have done to the planet. So we still need the 2/3 quotation. And I just hope that after we reach the critical mass, maybe within 2 years and a half, 3 years, the planet population will be mostly influenced by this critical mass energy, and then we might be happy then. I hope it's quick, yeah? We have not even reached the critical mass yet, but I'm happy to tell you that we are almost there.
Thank you so much, Master.
Work harder. Every day, more new vegetarian members. Every day, every day.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water,
save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing,
a solution for world hunger,
free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply,
consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production,
reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air,
save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Going in the Noble Direction. And now Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.